KSL at night.
And welcome back to KSL at night. You're here with me, Leah Murray, alongside my good friend Mara Carabello. And Mara, we are talking all things convention because, first of all, it was graduation weekend for me, but it was convention weekend for most people who are interested in politics. We're going to bring in, I feel like, your favorite person to talk about politics
Absolutely.
On the planet. So we are bringing in Greg Hughes, former Utah Speaker of the House. Greg, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Leah and Mara. Thank you. Happy to be on the show.
Now, look, I have got an expectation that you all are going to disagree better as you talk about what is happening in the Republican convention. So, you know.
Yeah, I think we're going to flip roles. I'm gonna start, Greg, with this question. From the Republican point of view, is the caucus convention system officially broken?
I think if you were to take it from the horrific experience on Saturday, you would never, ever want to live through a 17-hour convention again. If that's the rule of what we have to live through going forward, I think if you go back to caucus night, it was a disaster, and this convention was historically at 17 hours. The longest and worst run convention I think the state's ever seen. So if that's the par for the course, I don't know who in their right mind would ever return to another state convention. But I don't think that you have to have 17-hour conventions. So I would hope we can still have our caucus convention cycle, but we can never live through the caucus night or a convention like we just had.
All right. So, Greg, the Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson tweeted that the GOP convention is no longer a family-friendly environment, and then goes on to say that her nieces were subject to vulgarity and viciousness. She's just mortified. I'm wondering, did you feel like that? Like, 17 hours is a lot. Does that make sense? But you could just be like, we were all there for 17 hours and we were all very well behaved and it was just boring. But did you feel like you also saw that kind of viciousness that the lieutenant governor is talking about? Was that like the mood of the convention?
So, yeah. So I saw her post. I did not, and I'm not saying it didn't happen, I did not hear vulgarity. I didn't hear people dropping F-bombs. There wasn't a lot of swearing going on. Was there rudeness? Yes. The one thing that I would say, though, is that's been a sad maybe element of some of these conventions in times past. I can tell you 10 years ago when I was a candidate, the person running against me, my daughter was 15 at the time. My daughter had tears streaming down her face from the nastiness of the speech against me from my opponent. And so those aren't things that you should accept or say are fine. But just because you experienced some of that harshness on Saturday doesn't mean it never happened before or that it's acceptable going forward. But I don't think it's one of these moments where we can never have a convention again. I think it's and I think that the cure to that is just to have a lot of good participation, which, again, 17-hour conventions will not create stronger participation. But I think if you had everyday people that really try to lean in and be involved, some of those moments, you don't see them as often.
So I feel like coverage has heavily criticized process, whether that was the kind of voting mechanisms we use or just other technical backends. What do you do about this continuing argument about everything? I mean, the Republicans tend to fight over every platform issue. There is no conjunction or adjective too small to not start a cage fight. So do we need more rules of decorum? Like, how, in addition to assuming we have a better technological back end, how do we just become more productive about our political conversations at convention?
So, Mara, what's disorienting for me is that I have been to conventions, whether they be state or county, where my greatest frustration was the Roberts Rules of Order, where before, at the beginning of the agenda, you have to have the delegates approve the rules. Mm-hmm. And that becomes a protracted debate. And
right.
There's points of order, and it's just and then you get to the agenda and people want to change and flip around the agenda. And all these arguments are made to make it faster, but you spend 2 hours arguing to make it faster, and it seems so wrongheaded. This convention did not have that. The rules and the agenda were approved very quickly. Now, we were already 3 hours behind because someone thought putting 4,000 people in a single file line to register was how we would get this done, which was a first. But we didn't have those frustrating moments that you've seen in other conventions in other years where you are fighting over the rules and over the agenda. think about 1992. I've been going to conventions since 1992. You had an open governor's race, an open U.S. Senate race, an open second congressional district race. You had an open attorney general's race. You had paper ballots. Imagine that, because technology is supposed to be so much faster. That convention ended, I think, 5 or 6 on that Saturday. If you go to 2004, when it was an open gubernatorial race with a lot of other races and multiple rounds, paper ballots, you didn't see anything close to 17 hours of a convention. And so I don't think this convention really descended into arguments over Robert's rules or fighting over the rules. There was just it just didn't work. It just didn't work the way it was planned, the logistics, just how people registered. But my fear, Mara and Leah, is that if people take this convention this Saturday, this last Saturday, is what a convention is and what it has been and what it will always be, I would think that that would be unfair, because I think this is truly, truly an outlier in terms of how conventions work. And I think they work by tradition a lot better than this one did. So I wouldn't put as much stock behind it that this was the funeral of our convention system. So anyway, I think it would be unfair to categorize the caucus convention cycle by what happened Saturday, but we are all well within our right to express our frustration over what that convention turned out to be.
Yeah, so Greg, I'm wondering if we could look forward a little bit, because another tweet, right, from Representative Kira Berkland talking about her daughter and a couple of friends, and she says all three kids, age 19 to 20, said it was their first time at a Republican convention and it'll be their last. So you're not wrong, right? Like, I get it. If you've been going since 1992, right, your N is much bigger, right? You know, so you have an idea of when things go well, when things don't go well. But my question is, for some people, this might have been their first one. Then how does the Republican Party do the work, if you know what I mean, to bring people back into the fold? Because maybe it shouldn't be the funeral, but maybe for people, they might be like, oh, that's it. Next year, I'm just voting in the primary.
Well, I'll say something I've been saying. I didn't plan to say on this interview, but I'll just say it. If a Democrat was the chair of the Republican Party in Utah, and the Democrats' whole goal was to destroy the caucus convention cycle, I don't know that that Democrat could do more to undermine the integrity of a GOP state convention than what we just lived through on Saturday. So, yeah, I do worry about that. I really, really do.
I'm going to take that as a suggestion, Greg.
You couldn't, Mara, you couldn't do worse. Okay, I don't care what you plan. I don't care what your evil plan would be. Yeah, wouldn't get worse than we got there.
So here's my question for you. The delegate choice was markedly different than the latest polling we're seeing. So once again, it appears, we don't know, but it appears that the delegates, 4,000 people, 4,000 delegates versus 900,000 registered Republicans who will have the option of voting in the primary, it appears as that those who the delegates choose may not be those who Republican registered voters choose. What's your perspective on that?
You oftentimes you'll see that the convention candidate is not the ultimate winner of a Republican primary in these Republican conventions. So that's not, I think, different. But I do think that once you have the signature path and you have people that are getting direct access to the primary ballot, that those that participate in caucuses and those that even campaign in caucuses, if you know you're already getting to the second round and that's not the gatekeeper to get into the primary, it changes the dynamics of your convention and even those that participate in the convention. So I do think that, and if you add to that a caucus night that many people feel was a miserable experience and then a convention that was worse, it does start to narrow down your participants in the convention, caucus convention cycle, which isn't good. I think when Orrin Hatch saw that Bob Bennett lost and back then we didn't have signatures, I think we saw more people attend caucus meetings than we had had voters in the Republican primary in the past, which was, I think, a positive. I think the more participation, the better. The more neighbors elect their neighbors to really get to ask the candidates hard questions, that's all upside. But the key really is, Mara, participation. And as you see moments like this weekend, it is worrisome. And if you could avoid it, although it costs a lot of money to get those signatures, if you have the money and resources to avoid it, I could see why people would want to. So I think it's going to be, you would need to have a higher participation and have a process that people had faith in. And that's going to take some building on the Republican side.
All right. Greg Hughes, former Utah Speaker of the House, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me, and good luck with Mara. Road to hoe.
Man, I'm going to need it. Thank you. Listeners, coming up after the break, we will stay with the convention and have more on what was going on there.